Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 115, verses 16 to 18. Now is the time. I had thought a possible title could be Get On With It. Get On With It. But I've chosen Now is the Time. Let me read the verses to you. Remember, the psalmist is thinking of Israel. He's in the days of the Old Covenant. And he's argued out with Israel in this song. He's argued out the praise of God, the reason for it, and the conflict with idolatry and the way he's mocked idolatry and so on. And it's all for the praise of God. Praise the Lord, the psalm finishes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let me read the verses. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth is given to man. It's not the dead who praise the Lord, those who go down to silence. It is we who extol the Lord, both now and forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, can you see why I've chosen the title, Now is the Time, Get On With It? What do I mean? Well, the verses are not altogether easy to fit together. But we see here that God is in heaven and man is on earth. This is what he says. The highest heavens belong to the Lord. The earth is given to man. This is our proper sphere now. This is the time we're in. And we're alive. It's not the dead who praise the Lord. It's not altogether easy to see how this fits in. But I think the point is, there is coming a time when we're no longer on earth to be able to praise God here. It's not the dead who praise the Lord. Those who go down to silence, it's now, it's we. We who are alive. And of course, he's speaking of Israel here. We are in the time of our existence on earth, he is saying. Now is the time for us to extol the Lord. Now is our opportunity. Now is the time of worshipping God, both now and forevermore, as long as men are on earth, as long as Israel was on earth in the Old Covenant, then they should praise God. I think the point comes over into the New Covenant. Now is the time of salvation. Now it is. Come unto me now, not tomorrow, now. As Isaiah said, seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. That is now, now. I think the point is now. Don't dwell in fantasy land. Now, we're not living in Puritan times. We're not living in Spurgeon's age. We're not living in Whitfield's time and the Great Revival. We're not living in Jonathan Edwards' time, or whatever it is. It's easy to go back. It's easy to think of the great future ahead. But my friends, we are here now. Now is the time to praise the Lord. It is we, verse 18. It is those of us alive now who have to exalt God. I can see here a word for the unbeliever. Unbeliever, it's no good thinking about, well, I'll come in the future. No, now is the time. It's always now. It's now. Now is the opportunity. Now is the gospel preached to you. Now is the invitation given. Now is the warning issued. It is now that you must trust God. But of course, the main application, as it was for Israel in the Old Covenant, is for us believer in the New Covenant. Now is the time for me to praise God. Now is the time for me to serve God. I'm living now, as Esther was told. Perhaps you've been brought to the kingdom for such a time as this, now. Well, honor God now. Magnify him now. That's what Esther's uncle said to her. Maybe you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Well, now. Now is your opportunity. Well, my brother and sister, that's the word for us. Now is the time. Or, if you prefer the colloquial, get on with it. Let us arise and redeem the time. And hallelujah, praise the Lord now. In all we say and do and think, whatever you do, as Paul said to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 10:31, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God, glorifying him. Amen.